All right, are we ready to start Minnesota Hospital? Before we do, are you ready to sing? Good morning.
Good morning. It's grand to be on and good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Live from the Minnesota State Fair, this is WCCO's Minnesota Hospital. Minnesota Hospital is sponsored by APA Medical.
And now, where's our organ music? All right, can anybody do an organ? Tim, can you do an organ?
Ta-da!
Okay, there we go.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
And now, Minnesota Hospital. The continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who help make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Today we find Dr. Gil Whitney with Dr. Helen Trent in consultation somewhere in the irritable bowels of Minnesota Hospital. Oh, Helen.
Oh, Gil.
Oh, Helen.
Oh, Gil.
Helen, you tempt me like the bananas Foster French toast at the Hamlin Church dining hall.
Oh, Gil, you complete me like an orange run-flavored caramel sauce finished with a dollop of whipped cream.
Oh, Helen. Are you my appendix?
Why do you ask, darling?
Because I have a funny feeling in my stomach that makes me feel like I should take you out.
Gil, my little firecracker shrimp stuffed avocado. You've used that line before.
Oh, Helen. Who am I kidding? I'm not myself today. I'm like a walking messy Giuseppe from Mancini's.
What's wrong, Gil? Here we are in the darkened storage room in the obstructed bowels of Minnesota Hospital, and you don't seem to have your usual oofda. If you know what I'm talking about.
And I do. But I'm sorry, Helen. It's just that I've had an already really interesting morning so far.
Well, tell me about it, my little Nordic waffle.
So anyway, this morning, I tried to button my button on my shirt, and it fell off. Then later, I picked up my briefcase, and the handle fell off. And now, frankly, I'm afraid to go to the bathroom.
Excuse me. There they are, the really terrific Dr. Trent and the amazing Dr. Whitney. Unbelievable.
Why, it's the administrator of the hospital, Dr. Rump. Trump?
Rump. I'll go with Rump.
Okay.
What brings you down here in the irritable bowels of Minnesota Hospital, Dr. Trump?
Well, truth be told, I just wanted somewhere where Omarosa couldn't tape me, okay?
Forgive me, Dr. Administrator, but a new study shows being obsessed with celebrities can cause depression, anxiety, and psychosis.
Believe me, that's a small price to pay for being up to date on what the Kardashians are doing. Believe me.
Oh, Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney!
Intern, how did you know we were down here?
Someone leaked it in urology.
Wait a minute. Aren't you that meteorologist that doubles as an astronomer?
Yes, I am!
Okay, then I'm going to start calling you Little Rocket Man. You're the Little Rocket Man. Little Rocket Man.
The voices are back! The voices are back!
Is this a promo for the NBC television show?
No, Helen, not those voices. These are supernatural voices.
Ooh. What is he talking about?
I think Dr. Rod Serling can answer that.
There is a dimension beyond that which is known to man. I just had a blip in the ether. It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. A dimension of Minnesota Hospital. And in this dimension, in an election year, you can hear the voices of past governors and presidents.
Is that it, Gil?
Not yet, Helen.
Well, hello there.
That sounds like President Reagan.
Ask him a question, Dr. Administrator.
All right, I'll do that. President Reagan, what is the best advice you could offer the current occupant?
Oh, boy.
Well, stop tweeting.
Excuse me, but why is everyone down here?
Why, it's the head of optometry and ophthalmology, Dr. Lash Floater.
I just came down from my office, which I like to call my iPad. Get it, optometrist? And I have an iPad. Little vision humor for you, and I know you appreciate that this morning.
I see.
Good one, Dr. Whitney.
What do you want, Lash?
Listen, I wanted to make sure everyone down here knows that August is eye exam month, the time to get your eyes checked.
You know, that reminds me. I once dated a cross-eyed girl, but then I found out she was seeing someone else on the side.
Well, we have a saying down here in our department, if you don't like what you're looking for, you're in the right place.
Yeah, well, so far, believe me, I have not heard anything in this bit that I would want to tweet, and that I can tell you, okay?
Oh, Dr. Administrator Rump! Dr. Administrator
okay,
Rump, or
okay.
Trump!
What is it, little rocket man? What is it?
The hospital chaplain is here!
Why, it's His Holiness, Chaplain Sid.
Amen, my son. Amen, my son. Okay, Michaelis. Amen, my son.
What?
That's okay. We're a page off, but, you know, just roll with it.
You know, I couldn't help but listen in, and I feel like this bit should be at the North American Manure Expo in Brookings. Okay, Sid.
And this word would have been, amen, my son.
Yes, thank you. Okay. I knew that was coming. I mean, after all, Minnesota Hospital is number one in number two.
This part of the hospital is so creepy, Gil. Let's go back upstairs.
Booyah! Not so fast. Hey, wait a minute, good neighbors. I got something to say.
Is he still alive?
No, never mind, Helen. The governor's on a roll.
Let me tell you, this turkey necks, this Walls versus Johnson, what a joke. The only thing these two should run for is Last Call at the Frontier Bar, which is located on the south side of Carnes Avenue between Liggett and Nelson Streets, okay?
Dr. Whitney!
Yes, intern, what is it?
Vladimir Putin is here! Vladimir Putin is here to see our best respiratory doctor!
Our best respiratory doctor? What's the problem?
He can't stop hacking!
Did you notice the bright twinkle in the intern's eyes?
I did, Helen, but that's only because they were shining a flashlight in his ear.
Excuse me, but does anyone know where the summit is going to be held?
Hey, if that's a cold summit IPA, it'll be held in my right hand, okay? Booyah!
I pray for you, my son.
Well, she must be talking about the long-awaited summit between Administrator Trump and Mr. Rogers.
Oh, Dr. Whitney, Dr. Liz Collin is here to moderate the summit.
Is she any good at this?
You kidding, Helen? She's won several enemas for her work.
Don't you mean Emmys?
No, I don't.
That must be a rush, darling.
Okay.
Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney, the summit between the Dr. Administrator and Mr. Rogers is about to start.
So, Dr. Administrator Rump, let me start with you.
All right, first of all, what a great question that is. Thank you for asking such a great question.
I haven't actually asked one yet.
Yeah, but it wasn't a fake question, okay? That I like, believe me. I asked for, and I also requested, a summit a long time ago between me and Mr. Rogers. People said, a lot of people told me, it couldn't happen. A lot of people, but it did. Like so many of you, I have seen the fantastic documentary about Mr. Rogers, so I'm going to seek out his guidance.
And why this summit?
It's very simple. I want to be more like Mr. Rogers.
Dr. Whitney!
Not now, intern.
There's a guy in here. There's a guy in ER who swallowed some money. What should we do?
Keep an eye on him and let me know if you see any change.
Okay. Are we done with the intern's interruption every 10 minutes on the eights? Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi-oh.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you are looking live in the shadow of the big slide here at the Minnesota State Fair Satellite Clinic. The big slide, of course, representative of what is happening to this very episode of Minnesota Hospital. We want to welcome everyone joining us for this summit, whether you're watching, listening, or yelling at your Alexa, since she can't seem to find WCCO 830 anymore. Mr. Rogers, do you have an opening statement?
I sure do. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day for a good neighbor. Won't you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my good neighbor? Hi, radio neighbors. I'm glad we could be together again. We can try that some other time.
Mr. Rogers, can we try it one more time?
Hi, good neighbors. I'm glad we...
Hi, Mr. Rogers!
That's good enough.
Now, Mr. Rogers, why appear for this seance?
You mean summit?
No, I don't.
You know, I'm humbled to be here.
Dr. Administrator, your response.
What's humbled mean?
We only have so much time.
Wait a minute,
he took my line. But it works either way. What's humbled mean?
We only have so much time.
Anyway, my question for Mr. Rogers is for advice on how I could be a better leader.
Mr. Rogers, any advice on being a better leader for Dr. Administrator Trump?
Stop tweeting. Oh, it was a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Could you be mine? Would you be mine? Thanks for being my good neighbors. Hey, can you say tater tot hot dish on a stick?
Tater tot hot dish on a stick!
I knew you could.
Wait a minute.
What is it, Chaplain Sid? What is it, Chaplain Sid?
For appearing at today's summit, Mr. Rump, Mr. Rogers, you both will get a certificate for a Murray Sugar's birthday. That way, both of you tightwads can do something nice for your wife.
Join us again next year. You've been listening to Minnesota Hospital from another dimension, where we do all things to your ears that would be illegal if we did them to other parts of your body.